Can you tell a little bit about the performance you'll be putting on and the characters you've developed for The Middle of Everywhere?
Sure, yeah. The Middle of Everywhere is the story of two strangers who meet at a bus stop, and they find a mysterious radio that when they change the channel, it transports them through space and time. And the whole journey is them trying to find their way back home, and they go to all these different fantastical places, meet some friends along the way, but it's kind of a... It's like a mix between Doctor Who and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
And you're wearing masks the whole time, so you're not speaking.
Exactly.
It looks like you're almost your dance performance, almost like pantomime, almost.
Yeah, pantomime choreography. They all play a role for sure. It's the form is called full face mask, and there's sort of these oversized masks that cover our entire face, and sort of like large cartoonish characters. And early on in our touring, an audience member compared us to live action Pixar, and we thought, "Oh, that's great! That's a great way of describing what we do."
We immediately stole that as a tagline.
We did, yeah. So it is. It has that flavor of Pixar, and sometimes even Pixar movies are silent in that same way. So it's like that, yeah.
Kate, do you make all the masks for the troupe?
Or? I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was watching. It sometimes takes you up to 50 hours to do those. Huh?
Yeah, okay. 50 to 80 hours, depending on the mask. So it's definitely a time investment, but I love it. It's part of the process that I love.
It won't take 50 hours for people coming to the workshop Friday afternoon, though, right?
No. Okay. No, they just get to wear them. They're not going to make them, but they get to play in them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, talk a little bit more about what that workshop is. What are you going to put on for people?
Yeah, it's basically a participatory workshop. We're up on our feet, moving around, and we give you a taste of what it is to perform in a mask and what that does. It's really fun. Masks are really actually quite liberating when you put a mask on. It's really fun to move in different ways than you're used to moving and creating different characters. So we try to give people a taste of what that's like.
That's interesting you say that. I would feel like it would be confining. You have one expression frozen on your face for the whole time.
Yeah, kind of the fun of these, the getting to play in the workshops is people getting to see, getting to watch like how much you can do just by changing your body. So we really work with these emotion masks. They're very stark emotions. Like you'll have this really angry looking face, and then you'll be surprised by just changing your shoulders or how you turn your face. Suddenly it doesn't seem as angry. It maybe just seems perturbed or or disgusted, but it's really a nice way and a simple way to show how you can really find some nuance in something that seems like it would just play one thing.
Do you have a target audience? Is it for kids, adults? What age groups?
Definitely. I mean, The Middle of Everywhere, we recommend for everyone from like 6 up to adult. And there's, again, similar to Pixar, there's something in it for everyone. There's humor for adults, but also for kids. And it's fun and fast paced. And yeah, so really, really for almost everyone.
It makes me think of some of the classic kids books that I read growing up, like Phantom Tollbooth or something.
Yeah.
Or
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Wrinkle in Time, although that was a little more serious.
Yeah.
But
or Maurice Sendak, okay. Kind of Where the Wild Things Are. There's that flair as well. So things that are, it's good for kids, but it still has that. I mean, our work, we always say we're basically, it's bringing out the child and even the most serious and respectable of adults. Mm-hmm. Or bringing out the adult and the most serious and respectable of kids. I don't know, either way. But yeah, that's kind of our mission.